All right, we are member-supported radio, KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. Lately, it's been a revolving door of pretty awesome artists hitting our Pearl Street studios. This time, even though the band is in Southern California, we get them on the phone, and we are talking to at least one member of Tribal Seeds right now. Who's this? And by the way, thank you so much for calling. And who is this?
This is Tony Ray.
What's up, brother? I have seen you. Again, you guys are based out of Southern California yourselves, right? San Diego guys, huh?
San Diego, yeah.
Right on, man. Well, I'll tell you what. I've seen Tribal Seeds play a handful of times, mainly, and I have good memories of this, right around Bob Marley Day at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Right.
And it was amongst like so many great acts, you know, I want to say like Jimmy Cliff even performed at this thing. And it was Tribal Seeds. And I got to tell you, when I saw you a couple years back, Tribal Seeds pretty much stole the show. Now you guys are, well, I'm telling you, man, you guys, have been putting out records since what, the early 2000s?
Then 2005 was our first recording that we put out.
2005, and the last record, according to the internet, now I don't believe everything I read on the internet, but the last Tribal Seeds record came out in about 2011, right?
Yeah, that was the last full-length album.
Cool. Well, I don't know. I think part of the appeal, man, is that it seems like you guys are a bunch of younger dudes bringing a very new-school type of sound to reggae/island music. By the way, is that what you would really consider it? You know, when you meet people out on the street and they ask you what type of music do you play, is that what you tell them?
I just tell them reggae music.
Right?
Yeah.
It's hard to even categorize music anymore. And you talk to the guys from the islands and you drop the reggae bomb on them. They're like, no, man, it's island music type of thing. I guess like bands like Pepper and Iration.
Okay.
That might be similar, right? I don't know. It's hard to categorize this stuff.
Every band does have their own sound, their own influences. It's cool, man. It's cool. Just all the bands are doing this independently, and you know, we're all inspired by the old school Jamaican artists, you know, so you know, everyone has their own distinctive sound, and it's really cool that we're all doing this together, independent, you know, touring the country and you know, different parts of the world and stuff.
Right, man. And you could probably speak on the success of being an independent artist. I mean, you're fortunate enough to, like you said, tour the country. You're sharing the stage with Slightly Stupid, bands like Dirty Heads. In fact, the show is tonight at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in Irvine. And that's a Slightly Stupid show as well, right?
Yeah.
Cool, man. So let me ask you this. Are you classically trained as far as music and, you know, the inception of this band going back to San Diego? You know, what part of town is San Diego? And, you know, can you talk to us about the inception of the band?
Yeah. Well, me and my brother started the band in 2003, and we were both in high school at the time. And we're from South San Diego. Chula Vista area, and you know, we started off together, and then we recorded some demos in a studio, and then we set out to find band members, and you know, over the years, band members, you know, have come in and out, and now we have a solid group. We just added a Gonzo. He has his own solo project from LA, so he's brand new to this is his first tour with us with Slightly Stupid. So
nice,
you know,
man.
We're stoked to have him. And the rest of the guys, Carlos from Oceanside, and we got Shams on bass from Calexico, and Ian from San Diego, Chula Vista as well.
Cool, man. Are you a classically trained musician yourself? Because, you know, you got some chops, man.
Oh, thank you. But no, man, I took a few piano lessons, but most of what I learned is through listening and playing by ear, you know, listening to reggae records and you know, and other types of genres too, and just trying to copy what they did on the record, you know, just by ear.
You know, San Diego, kind of a Blink-182 town, I imagine, when you were growing up. You know, what type of music were you growing up, you know, listening to? Like, what were your folks listening to? Was it reggae?
Yeah, it was reggae in the household since we were born. So since we were babies, there was reggae being played in the household. So that's what me and my brother grew up with. You know, and as we got older, we got into different genres, you know, like, you know, even the punk rock stuff and, you know, a lot of hip hop. And
yeah.
And even now, you know, we listen to like some of the electronic stuff and just everything now.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff out there now. It's hard for anything to really gain traction, like on radio or whatever, just because there is so much stuff.
Right.
But again, you've had success being an independent band. The last record came out in 2011. It is Tribal Seeds. Hold on, I got three records that I'm holding in my hand right now from you guys. The Sound Waves EP, was that the one?
I'm not sure if we put that out in 11 or 12. It might have been 2012.
Right on. So now you're touring, you're playing basically the whole catalog, right? Everything that Tribal Seeds has put out since not even back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, we touched on a little bit from every album.
Cool, man. So this tour that you're on right now, again, Slightly Stupid, you're even playing a show I saw on the inner website with Dirty Heads and stuff. Mm-hmm. Has it been well received around the United States? And what's one city that was surprising to you where you were like, damn, people really do like their reggae here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Slightly Stupid's got that amazing reggae sound, you know, and they infuse it with other types of genres. But it's been received really, really well with their crowds, and we've been getting a lot of love and support from their crowds. And, you know, we're just blessed to be in this position where, you know, we get to play in front of the Slightly Stupid fans, you know, because they've been doing it for a while, and, you know, they have a hardcore fan base, so it's
amazing
cool to be on stage with them. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing them play with Snoop Dogg down in Chula Vista.
Yeah, I was at that show too.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in the crowd too watching that.
Right, and like shows at 4th and B and stuff like that. I'm a San Diego guy myself. I've been on the radio there for a while, but we just launched this listener-supported station, South Orange County, Laguna Beach. It's like we're able to open up the playlist, you know, take a chance on a record if we want, and, you know, I could stop down the station and do an interview with Tribal Seeds, you know, any afternoon, which is part of magic of this, of this station. So, next time, man, when you're in town, you got to cruise through. Our studios are right on PCH. You know, like I said, I don't have a program director knocking down my door, you know, telling me to play Gautier again type of thing.
Oh, right on.
You know, we call it generational alt rock. So we're not afraid to rip into like some surf rock from the 60s or like a Stones B-side, but a lot of new stuff really in the alternative world. Yeah, for the most part. Again, Tribal Seeds on the road. You still hitting the road after the show tonight in Irvine?
Yeah, we actually fly to Utah in the morning, and then we fly back to Santa Barbara for the Santa Barbara Bowl show.
Right on, man. I got to see you soon. I imagine, you know, you may be available for that Bob Marley Day Festival in San Diego at the Sports Arena again, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, if they do it there again. I know they've done it at a different venue the past couple of years, but hopefully it gets back there.
Yeah, or wherever it is. I know you'll probably be there if called upon, and Makeda Dread and all of those types.
Right.
Is there any parting words, anything you'd like to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Tribal Seeds quite yet?
Just check us out, tribalseeds.net. And, you know, we got all the websites going, and all of our music is online. So check us out, you know, and hopefully we'll see everyone at the shows.